by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
10 down. French word for yes, 3 letters. It's easy, oui. W-E. Come on in, Edith. The door's open.
Oh, would you open it for me, please? My hands are full.
Jeez, what the hell did she buy now? I'm coming, Edith.
Oh, thanks, Archie. Here, would you hold those, please?
2 brooms wasn't one enough to fly home on.
Ferguson's Market was having a 1 cent sale. If you bought 1 broom, they give you another one for a penny.
Yeah, but how can we use 2 exactly the same brooms?
Well, I was figuring on giving one to Mike and Gloria.
Oh, geez, well, give them the penny one.
I can't remember which was which.
The one they give you last. Look at all the toilet paper. You got enough for a trip to Mexico here.
Guess who's coming over to Mike and Gloria's house tonight?
To their house? The Chicago 7.
No, Sybil Gooley from Ferguson's Market.
Oh, geez, the shortchange artist at the checkout counter. Why'd they invite her over?
She invited herself. See, she can predict if Gloria's baby is going to be a boy or a girl.
How's she going to do that?
Oh, I don't know how she does it. It's some kind of a mysterious gift.
Well, I hate a mind reader, but never a belly reader.
Oh, Sybil can do it real good. She inherited it from her mother and her grandmother's, because she's the 7th daughter of a 7th daughter. Ain't that interesting?
Mm.
I wonder what that means.
It means you're always last on the line outside the camp.
Gloria walks in.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Ma, guess what? I'm showing.
Showing what?
Can't you see?
She sticks out her stomach.
Sorry, Gloria, but I don't see nothing showing.
Showing what?
Well, Ma, but I'm sure you can see. Maybe if I turn this way, huh?
She turns sideways.
Well, I know what you mean, Gloria, but I don't see nothing yet.
Ma, I've been waiting 4 months for this moment. Don't tell me you can't see it.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, there's a little something. Yeah. Showing
what?
Hey, the baby!
Don't do that, you...
She lifts up her shirt.
Gloria, come on upstairs with me. I got a surprise I bought for you.
What is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's bad enough I know, because it spoiled a surprise for me.
You're gonna do any more showing up there? Pull down the shades.
Mike walks in.
Hi, Arch. Is Gloria here?
Yeah, she's upstairs showing.
Showing what?
What you done.
Oh, you mean the baby's showing.
She thinks it's the baby. It looks like a big lunch to me.
I don't like that. She's showing already. So, yeah, I wonder when the baby's going to start to kick.
As soon as he finds out his old man's a Pollock.
That's it. Goodbye. I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. Come back. I didn't mean nothing by
you. You know, your grandson is going to be half Polish?
Yeah, but I didn't think we had to tell him.
I'm going to talk to him. then? You're going to call him a Polack?
You're going to tell him
stupid little Polish jokes?
No, you're going to say, Sonny boy,
you know why they don't make ice cubes in Poland? Because the scientist who invented the formula died. Isn't that funny, little boy? You want to hear another funny one, little boy? You know why they don't have fly swatters in Poland? Because it's against the law to kill a national bird.
Isn't that funny? That's real funny, Arch.
Is that the way you're going to talk to your grandson?
No, I ain't going to hurt his little feelings with things like that. Let me tell you something. Anybody that makes a Polack crack to my grandson gets a shot in the mush from me. I hate people that are always calling other people names. Now, your Irish mix are very big on that, with all their jokes, see? And the Mafia. Now, the Mafia, they're the ones that started the Polack jokes to take the heat off of the Dagos. I don't want no more of your racial jokes around here because I can't stand people who are always knocking minorities.
Mike lets his head drop.
What's the matter? My fly open?
Mike shakes his head and stares at Archie.
Gee, they're showing. What are they showing? What is there to show?
No, Archie's not supposed to show for another month. Hey, I hope the baby's not too big.
What do you mean big? Baby's only come in one size, little.
That's what I mean, is that Gloria's a little girl. I just hope she doesn't have much pain when she gives birth.
Oh, well, you can't get around that, meathead, because women are supposed to have pain in childbirth. I mean, that's one of God's commandments.
One of God's commandments?
Yes, I said, the Bible. If you read it, you'd know. It's right in the beginning there, in the book of Genesis. The Lord said to the women, in pain shall you bring forth children.
God said yous?
Yeah.
Must have been hanging around the Lower East Side of heaven that day.
There was no New York in heaven, dopey. He said that in the Garden of Eden when he told Eve not to eat the apple, but she ate it anyhow. And the snake was there and he rattled on it. And then God ever after punished women by giving them your labor pains.
First, God tells women to be fruitful and multiply. Then when they do, he makes them suffer. It doesn't make any sense.
It ain't supposed to make sense. It's faith. Faith. You know that? Faith is something that you believe that nobody in his right mind would believe. Can't you see that?
So in pain shall yous bring forth your children.
Yes, because Eve ate the apple, like I told you.
How do you know it wasn't a peach or a kumquat?
Because God didn't invent them fruits yet. He started with the A's, ape or apple, okay?
He started with the A's. How do you know it wasn't an avocado?
Because it wasn't. Now, you know how I know that?
How?
Because look what you got right there. That's an Adam's apple, not an Adam's avocado.
Model her new maternity blouse. This is the way she's gonna look in her ninth month. Da 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 da. Let me entertain you.
Gloria wears a stuffed maternity blouse as she kicksteps down the stairs provocatively.
Rips some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile.
I could shimmy like my sister Kate Boone. Getting on a plane. And when she shimmies, all the boys yell, say, they say a boom, shakalaka, like a boom, shakalaka.
She swings her hips until the pillow pops out of her blouse.
Disgusting follies here.
Congratulations, Mr. Stivic. You are now the proud father of a bouncing 5-pound pillow. Oh, look, honey. He looks just like you. He's got your nose and your eyes.
He's got his whole head full of feathers.
Yeah.
Now, listen, cut it out. No more with this fooling.
Archie, they're just having fun.
You ain't supposed to have fun with nothing as delicate as child boy. Let me tell you, little girl, having a baby, that ain't no barrel of monkeys.
Oh, Gloria, that ain't true. Having a baby can be one of the happiest times of your life.
Yeah, Michael and I have been talking about it. And when my time comes, he's going to make things as pleasant as possible for me.
How's he going to do that? Leave town?
No, I'm going to have natural childbirth. And when the baby's born, Michael's going to be right there in the delivery room to see it.
Mike smiles awkwardly.
Wait. He's going to be what?
You heard me. He's going to be right there, aren't you, honey?
That's right.
You're going to be in there watching a terrible thing like that?
Archie, it ain't terrible. Oh, lots of husbands today are with their wives when they're having their baby. I read an article about it once in the Reader's Digest. It was called I Am Mary's Uterus.
Archie raises his brow.
What the hell has a musical instrument got to do with this?
Daddy, you don't understand.
I understand that a father ain't supposed to be in a delivery room. Jesus, even the doctors are a little ashamed to be in there. And that's one of the reasons they wear their masks.
Daddy, Michael wouldn't miss this experience for anything, would you, honey?
That's right.
Yeah, these days, young husbands enjoy being in the delivery room watching their babies come into the world.
Yeah, Michael doesn't want to be in a waiting room and then have some nurse come hand him a bundle like it was an order from Colonel Sanders.
But why does he have to be in the delivery room? Even the colonel don't jump into the pot to watch the chickens cook.
Looking forward to this, aren't you, honey?
Right.
I'm warning you, buddy. You better not go into that cutting room there. You'll pass out in there. Did you ever see them snipping on biblical corn? You'll pass out in there.
Daddy, would you stop trying to scare him? Michael can't wait for the big day, can you, honey?
Right.
Ah, well, you're crazy, the two of you. The whole world is going to hell in a bucket. Jeez. What's the use of talking? No sense of decency no more. Hey, even when Arthur the cat had kittens, we stayed away from her.
Well, we had to. Arthur didn't like you because you was always stepping on her.
Daddy never understands anything that's new or different. He doesn't realize what a thrilling experience this is going to be for you.
Yeah.
Why are you being so quiet? Why don't you tell him how you feel?
Oh, you're doing fine without me.
Michael, speak up.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I,
What?
Well, I never, I don't know how I'm gonna react. I've never been in a delivery room before.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but honey, you're going to be there for a reason. Me, I'll just be standing around, getting in everybody's way.
Getting away in air, you're liable to lose an organ or two.
I'm getting the feeling that you're not exactly thrilled about this beautiful experience we plan to share together.
Honey, I never was exactly thrilled.
But you kept saying you were thrilled.
Wait a second. No, you kept saying I was thrilled. And I was hoping I would be. But to tell you the truth, I don't think I can be in the room with you when you deliver.
You didn't mind being in the room with me when you placed the order. Now you want to back out.
Oh, Gloria, try to understand.
Oh, I do. I understand. But tell me one thing. When I'm in that delivery room, how do I back out?
Gloria storms out the front door. Archie pats Mike on the back. Gloria and Mike eat dinner at a small round table in the corner of their living room.
Great meal, honey.
Gloria continues chewing without looking up.
That pot roast was never better.
She turns away, disinterested.
Really outdid yourself tonight, Gloria.
She sighs dramatically.
Well, that meal was ops.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Gloria.
I love you.
Thank you. I want to tell you that this has been a gala day. And a gala day's enough for any man.
She clears the table.
Come on, honey. We've always talked things out in the past. Don't give me the silent treatment. You realize it's been hours since you said one word to me?
Oh, you want one word? I'll give you one word. Chicken.
Oh, come on.
Chicken, chicken, chicken!
Gloria!
She flaps her arms in the kitchen.
You're acting childish.
No, you are. You don't even have the guts to be with your own wife when she's having your baby. You just wanted all the fun, huh? Hit and run. But when the chips are down and I need you there, where are you? Nowhere.
I was better off with the silent treatment. Gloria, try to put yourself in my place.
No, you put yourself in my place. Now, what if you were having the baby and you'd planned on me being there and then I backed out on you? What would you think of me?
I'd think you were a chicken like me. Gloria, just because I don't want to be in a room with you doesn't mean I don't want the baby. I want the baby.
Oh, you want a baby? Okay, chicken. Here's an egg. Go hatch one.
Edith and Archie arrive.
Oh, Mike, hi. I brought a cake over for when Sybil Gooley gets here.
Yeah, Gloria's in the kitchen.
Oh, Gloria.
Oh, hi there, meathead.
Hi.
What are you so down in the mouth for? You made the right decision to stay out of that cutting room. You took my advice for once in your life. All I got to say is congratulations. Put it there.
Archie cracks the egg when he shakes Mike's hand. When Archie raises his slimy hand in a threatening manner, Mike raises his too.
First time in 6 years I shook your hand. You've been walking around with an egg in it the whole time. The sink, the water, the towel, something, huh? Look at what this guy done. Jeez.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to taste that cake, Ma. Well, I can't wait for Sybil Gooley to get here and tell us whether you're going to have a boy or a girl.
Oh, Ma, you don't really believe in that, do you?
Archie, you're still on that Sybil Gooley malarkey.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You're going to love it, Archie. It's like a magic show. If you believe in it, it's fun.
If she's such a hot predictor, how come at the market she's got to open up the paper bags to tell whether you bought cherries or grapes?
Oh, that's because she only does babies. She don't do fruits. I wish she'd get here. I'm anxious to find out what you're gonna have.
Ain't you, Mike?
If he was, Ma, he'd be in the delivery room with me.
Hey, you know, this is a nice chair here. Let this be my chair when I'm over here.
That must be Sybil Gooley.
Oh, geez, the dame with the x-rays eyes.
Hi, Sybil. Come on in. Yeah, let me take your coat.
I came straight from work. Listen, I'm reading the lady in her 8th month at 9 o'clock sharp, so I got 20 minutes tops. Hi, Archie. Where's Gloria?
She's in the kitchen.
Yeah, but before you see her, I want your expert opinion on something there, Sybil. Have a look at that.
Archie sticks out his gut.
What do you think I'm going to have, a boy or a girl?
You're going to have twin six-packs.
Why don't you sit down?
Yeah. Oh, but not in my chair, Sybil, over there. Huh?
Hot coffee!
Oh, Gloria, there you are. You look adorable.
Thanks.
Listen, I ain't got much time, so come on, let's see what we got over here. Lay down on the couch and give me your wedding ring. Get out of the way, Mike.
I don't see how you're gonna see into a girl's stomach unless she's got a keyhole for a belly button.
Listen, I never miss and I'm never wrong. I'm gonna give her the ring on a string test.
Well, how does it work?
You hold the string over the baby, and if it swings back and forth, it's a boy. If it swings in a circle, it's a girl.
Oh.
Now, everybody quiet. Oh. Shh.
Shh. Shh.
Shh.
What is this? Lights out at the reptile house?
Beginning to move. It's beginning to move. It's starting to move. There it goes. There it goes.
Ain't this mysterious?
Yeah, it's crapola, too.
It's moving back and forth.
Yeah.
It's starting to move back and forth.
What's that?
That means it's going to be a boy.
Is it a boy?
It looks like it's going to be a boy. Yeah. It's going to be a boy. Here it goes. It's a boy. It's a boy.
No, it's not going to be a boy. What are you doing?
No, it's starting to go round. It's round. It's going around. When it goes in a circle, that means it's a girl.
Don't let it do that.
When it swings in a circle, it's going to be a girl.
Well, make it go the other way, back and forth. Don't do that. You're blowing it into a female.
In a circle.
Will you stifle yourself?
Shut up, everybody. It's swinging back and forth. There it is. It's going back and forth. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a Gloria. Gloria. It's no question about it. It's swinging back and forth. Yeah. It's going to be a boy. A boy.
I'm a winner. We're going to have a boy.
I thought he said it was crapola.
Oh, yeah, until I seen it with my own eyes.
I was hoping it would be a girl. But boys are nice, too.
Well, listen, it didn't take much time. I got some time for coffee and cake.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hey, Sybil, Ma tells me that you have 3 children.
No, 4. Everybody forgets Melvin.
How come they forget Melvin?
Well, he was born during a garbage strike, so nobody noticed. Why? Why do you ask, Mike?
Well, when you were giving birth, did you have much pain?
Sure, I had plenty. But you got nothing to worry about. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Certainly she had pain. I told you that. It's in the Bible.
Sybil knits her brow.
They mentioned me in the Bible?
The Lord in the Bible said to the women, in pain shall you bring 4 children. And you know why the Bible said that?
Yeah, because the Bible was written by men.
That's right, Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Sure, there wasn't no Patty, Maxine, or Laverne.
Yeah, you're a good girl.
I know.
You men, you're such cowards. You're so afraid of pain. If you had to give birth, nobody'd ever get born.
Can I ask you something else? Your husband, was he with you in the delivery room?
My Harry? Let me tell you something about my Harry. With our first 3 babies, he drove me to the hospital. But with our 4th baby, when I said, Harry, it's time, he hands me the keys to the car.
So your husband wasn't with you in the delivery room?
Oh, no, my Harry couldn't do something like that.
Then he missed the biggest thrill of his life. Oh, I'll never forget when Gloria was born.
Don't make this long, Edith.
Gloria Swanson.
That hurt me.
The doctor said it was so easy, he started telling jokes, and me and the nurses was all laughing. And then I heard the baby's first cry. Oh, my, look, I got goose pimples thinking about it. Do you remember that, Sybil?
Oh, they was the most thrilling moments in my whole life. I was only sorry that my Harry wasn't there to hear it with me.
Yeah. I was looking at the doctor, and I could see the whole miracle of Gloria's birth right in his eyes. And the only thing I could think of was, I wish they was Archie's eyes.
Don't leave me out of it.
Mike and Gloria head to the kitchen.
Listen, Sybil, I don't care about nothing else, but the ring and the string test was swell. I just hope it works.
Well, listen, if you want a second opinion, I can always give her the Drano test.
The Drano test?
What's that?
Well, you pour a little Drano into a porcelain dish, and the pregnant woman spits into it.
And then what happens?
What happens is there's a dish I ain't never going to eat out of.
In the kitchen, Mike and Gloria kiss.
Mm. Oh, honey, are you sure?
Yes, I figured there'll be plenty of room for me in that delivery room. I won't get in anybody's way.
Oh, come on, that's not the reason you changed your mind.
No. I figured if you're going to see our baby's birth in somebody's eyes, I want him to be mine. Unless I pass out.
Well, if you do, I'll have the doctor give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Megan the nurse, and you got yourself a deal.
They share another long kiss. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman and Milt Josephsberg. Story editors Milt Josephsberg and Larry Rhine. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Francine Beers, Sybil. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. A Viacom presentation.